Okay, today's daf is Makas daf Yud Zayin, Makas 17, and we are up to the two dots on Tez Zayin Amabez. Just one note, though, as we said yesterday, the Gemara yesterday brought up, before the two dots, the din of Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy says if somebody does not go to the bathroom when they have to go, Hamashas Nekavav, they violate Baal Teshaksu. The Ritva already says, a lot of Ritvas today. The Ritva already says, it's not clear whether this is an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, the Rama, who says, Nira Mimenu, the Sfira Lei, Shazet Isser Torah. Sounds like it's an Issa D'Oraisa from Baal Teshaksu. That's what the Urayim says. The Urayim counts it as an Issa D'Oraisa. But he says, Venire, Avakoma Farshim Zal, Kasvu Sheinu Elamid Rabbanan. Vikras Lachta Bialma, Kiidach, like the others, like Masha Nekavav. Well, he was talking about the next line of the Gemara, about drinking from the horn of bloodletting. So he says, that's D'Oraisa. So he says, no, he thinks that is D'Rabbanan, just like this is D'Rabbanan, according to most Mefarshim. The Rambam also. The Rambam quotes it, though, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though the Rambam seems to say it's D'Rabbanan. In Kuf Ayin Tes, the Rambam quotes the Isser of Lo Seshaksu Es Nafsho Seichem. It's a very long mitzvah, three pages in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Kuf Ayin Tes, but the main Iker Isser D'Oraisa is eating a disgusting bug. That's the Isser D'Oraisa. His Hirano Me'achol Eza Sheretz Shiehei Mi Built a Yichud Bein Sheretz Ha'of Bein Sheretz Ha'mayim Bein Sheretz Ha'aretz Vu Amor Yisparach Al Teshaksu Es Nafsho Seichem. Don't make your souls disgusting B'chol HaSheretz HaShoretz V'lo Tzitamu Bohem V'zel Abif Ne'atzmo V'lokin Alav. And then he quotes all the different types of shrotzim, and he goes into a little bit lav shebeklalos. But all the way at the end, the last paragraph of that mitzvah of that los as a kufayin tes, he quotes our Gemara. V'nei amru kein hamashu nekavav over mishabal teshaksu man deshasi maya bakarnu de umna. If you drink something from a bloodletting utensil, that's about the shaksu. V'hu ahekish, and this is comparable sheba achilas hadvarim hanim asim. Eating disgusting things. V'shtiyas dvarim hamagunim sheyarchikim rov bnei adam ki gol zeh musar mimenu aval eino chayev alav malkus. But there's no malkus here. Ba'avor ki pashti dekrohu b'sheretz levad aval yakeyu al zeh malkas mardus. So the pashtus of the Rambam, even though he writes it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the pashtus is that it is Esed Rabbanan, and he quotes Makas Mardus. There are once in a while examples where you could have an Esed Araisa with Makas Mardus, rabbinical lashes, but generally Makas Mardus usually signifies an Isser Rabbanan. So that's in terms of theory, Araisa Rabbanan. What about Halacha L'maisa? So we mentioned yesterday the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simin Tzadik Beis in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, are they allowed to daven? So the general rule is no. Hayetzarach l'nekavav al yispalel. If somebody is needs to go to the bathroom, so then you shouldn't daven. V'mispalel tefilas ha-toeva. And if they daven when they have to go to the bathroom, the tefillah has the status of toeva, they're not yotzei. V'tzarach lachzor ulispalel, they have to daven again. Wow, when do you have to daven again? What if I have to go a little bit? So the Shulchan Aruch said that only if you cannot hold it in for the sheer hiluch parsa. If you wouldn't be able to hold it in for a sheer hiluch parsa, which the Mishnah Berurah says is 4 mil, an hour and a fifth, says the Mishnah Berurah, basically 72 minutes. If somebody can hold it in for 72 minutes, and then that's okay, they can still daven b'di'evet. Chachilo, they're not supposed to even daven then. But with the Eved, then they don't have to re-daven. But if they cannot hold it in that much, so then they have to daven again. Again, Chachilo, one is always supposed to go to the bathroom before they daven, so that they don't run into trouble. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if in the middle, you didn't have to go beforehand, but if in the middle all of a sudden one gets the urge, then be'emsa tfilaso nisar lo taiva, so then yamin atzmo. Actually, Yigmar v'lo yasik. Have to try to maybe wait till the sensation passes, if that's possible. To wait till the sensation passes and then continue. If it's impossible, if somebody gets the sensation in the middle, then they have to go. So they make her a din. They're allowed to stop Shmon Esrei and go to the bathroom and go back and to continue. That is what they're allowed to do. Make her a din. Rama quotes that one shouldn't do that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes one shouldn't do that. Bid Sibor. Maybe Yachid at home if one has to do that, but. But if it's Sibor, because of Kavod Abrius also, so nobody sees you, that you're leaving and you're coming back, it's better not to do that, just wait till it passes and then continue. Okay. And that is just some of the halachas. This is a Yerushalmi that is discussed here by some of the Achronim. The Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosfos in Seches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph from a base, where the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yishmael's mother loved her son very much, and she held him, you know, up in her mind. And whenever he came back from the base medrash, she used to wash his feet and drink the water. So the Yerushalmi says, Shaila is, isn't that Baal Tashaksu? Drink the water that, even though it was Rabbi Tarfon's feet. I mean, I remember Rabbi Yishmael's feet. So there's that here in the Ma'oros Hadaf, he quotes the various answers of some of the Achronim. Maybe she thought that the water was a skula from a tzad, like a tzadik, kind of like Shirayim. Right? Shirayim, skula, the tzadik used this. So number one, or Rav Yashiv thought maybe they, she diluted them very much, she rinsed them in fresh water and then drank it because it was basically pretty clean. Quotes others that maybe, other type of answers trying to make it that it's not disgusting. But either way, maybe it was the same family, so there's no germs, even though it was the feet. Either way, but that's the Yerushalmi that's discussed in the context of Baal Tashaksu. In general, it's an important principle that I want you to know, that eating something, just because I think a food is disgusting, does that mean I violate Baal Tashaksu if I eat it? Right? If I don't like a certain food, if I don't like herring, then eating herring, you know, because there are millions of people in the world that eat herring, doesn't mean that's Baal Tashaksu. Even though if I might feel it's Baal Tashaksu. But again, it's just only if it's an objective Baal Tashaksu. Okay, two dots. Achal Tevin Umaisa Rishon, V'chulu. The Shem Mishkan of Halacha here quotes many, many halachas of all the cases of Baal Tashaksu. You can look it up. Achal Tevin Umaisa Rishon, V'chulu. So the Mishnah quoted cases that were cases of Malkus. Remember, the first Mishnah again here in the Perek on Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah quoted not an exhaustive list, but many cases of Isurim where one would get Malkus. So some of them were. Now we're getting into the Tluyos Ba'aretz cases. So if somebody eats Tevel or Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon, that you did not take off Trumas Meiser from yet, right? That's also like Truma. That was all Malkus. And then Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were not Nifta properly. So again, if you eat that outside of Yerushalayim, all these cases are Malkus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Achal Tevel Shel Meiser Ani. Interesting case. What happens if somebody eats Tevel, right? Truma's and Meiser were not taken off from it yet, but Truma was taken off, Meiser Rishon was taken off, Meiser Sheni was taken off. The only thing that was not taken off was Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani. That's it. In year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, instead of Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani is substituted in. Right, this year is still we're in the second year? We're still in Meiser Sheni year. But next year, Rav Shem Tashanai and Aleph will be a Meiser Ani year. Right, twice every 7 years. And one of the shuls nearby, one of their rabbis told me, that's when they check their Tefillin and Mezuzahs. They'll do it twice every 7 years. How do you know? So those are the Meiser Ani years. Right, third and the sixth year. So here, I remember I heard that right soon after I made Aliyah. I'm like, wow. It's like mamish, you live it, right? You don't just read about these zroim halachas, right? It's mamish. Oh, we do it in the Meiser Ani. I'm like, the Meiser Ani years. I know that's third and sixth. I never like thought it like it's practical, but halachah third and the sixth year. So Rav says, if somebody eats tevel of Meiser Ani, the only thing they didn't take off is Meiser Ani. So Meiser Ani, is that really usher to eat? You would have thought that's just like stealing from the poor. Meiser Sheni, that's something you have to eat in your shalayim. Shruma, Meiser Risha goes to the Levi, but Meiser Ani, you're just not giving it to the Aniyim. Loke says Rav, you get Malkus. Even if that's the only reason why it's still quote unquote Tevel. Kamain ki aitana detanya. The Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yachalo yehe chayiv ela ala Tevel. Shlohu remi menu kalikur. You might have thought, says Rabbi Yossi, that you're only chayiv on Tevel, that you didn't take anything off of from. Hu remi menu Truma Gedola. Shlohu remi menu Meiser Rishon. But what if you took off Truma Gedola and not Meiser Rishon yet? Or Meiser Rishon, v'lo Meiser Sheni, v'yafilu Meiser Ani, minayin. How do I know that even if it's only Meiser Ani, that was not taken off, you still get Malkus? Tamilomar, lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha, v'chulu. It says, do not eat in your gates. And it has a whole list. Meiser d'goncha, tiroshcha v'sharecha, u'lahalan hu omer v'yachlu v'sharecha v'saveyu. And later on it says, you shall eat it in your gates, and you shall be satiated. So we compare Malahal and Meiser Ani, just like there, Meiser Ani is included. Afkai Meiser Ani, here too, in Lo Suchal, in the first pasuk, Meiser Ani is included. V'yamar Achmana, Lo Suchal. And it says lo suchal. So you see the aveira, the iser, still applies, even if only meiser ani is not taken off. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes this halacha. Don't quote this halacha in Machalos Asuros. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf. It's an interesting comment of the Ravid on this Rambam, as we'll see. Very unusual. Let's say you eat something that you took off Truma Gadola, you took off Trumas Meiser, meaning there's no Misa. Those are the two that have Misa B'nei Shemayim with it. Truma and Trumas Meiser. But you didn't take off the others. Via filo lo nisharbo ela meiser ani harez eloka. We paskin like Raf. You get malchus for not taking off meiser ani. Bishum ochel tevel ve'ein bo misa she'ena von misa ela betruma gadola betruma spicer. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid. Usually the Rambam is banging the Rambam over the head and screaming at him and saying this is tevel. He would have a play on words sometimes. Tevel with a tough. So the Ravid here says no. The Ravid says, there's just one comment on the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam is giving a svara. The Rambam says, right, it's still ochal tevel, because avon misa is, it sounds like he's giving a svara. Says the Ravid, svara hizu vihi yafa be'enai, bishum dechsiv bahanach kroy kodesh. Sounds like the Rambam is giving a svara. This is the Ravid, it's a pasuk. But I like it. See, that's what I'm saying at the Rambam. Very unusual. Right, he's like supporting the Rambam. He's just saying, hey, it's not only a svara, it's a pasuk. That is the Rambam and the Ravid. If you look in the Migdal Oz, we've been noted in the past, the Migdal Oz, no matter what the Rambam says, he's right. Right? Everybody can be screaming at the Rambam, how did he get this, how did he do this? The Migdal Oz will think of a way to save the Rambam. And that's why the Yamshel Shlomo, in a celebrated piece, Dr. Shlomo talks about the Migdal Oz. He says, he would be great. He obviously knows Kala Torah Kula, but it can't be that the Rambam is always right. You know, maybe even in 95% of the time if you'd say it. But if you say it 100% of the time, how can I trust you? How can I trust you, Migdal Oz? So the Yavshar Shlomo says, I can't trust him because he bends over backwards, say that the Rambam is obviously right. At least the Ramban says the Rambam, I think some of the Shittas are wrong sometimes, but I'll give you a svara what I think, how to defend them. But I think they're wrong sometimes, the Ramban will say. But the Migdal Oz is always right. See, even here, the Migdal Oz says, V'yani omer halachazu perakama dezvachim. He says, the Ravid says, Svara hizu v'yafa b'nai. So he says, no, tamani, mi'b'misha hakol, yes, he quotes the Ravid, b'misha hakol lefanov mesudar kashulchan arach, eich yitzle talmina mesudar b'gemara, al derech ha-svara, v'gamani kasafti, shkoma shekasav u'mesudar b'gemara. So he discusses, is it a svara, is it a gemara? So that's what he discusses. Okay, anyway, but that's the, and the Radva says, no, maybe there's a different way of reading the gemara. Anyway, that's the Rambam. Halacha l'maaseh, though, what's important for that Rambam is that we paskin like the Shita of Rav. That even if something is tevel only because of Meister Ani, that is good enough for Malkus. Says the gemara, Amar of Yosef, Kitanoi. So Machlokas Tanoim. It's not 100%. I read that Rambam Ravid in one way. That who's saying the pasuk? Who's saying the svara? Could read it other ways. Just to leave it open, but I just read it one way. Amar Rav Yosef Kitanoi. Maybe this issue is really a machlokas tanoi. Where? About following Mishnah in Maseches Demai. Maybe Elazar Omer. So yesterday we discussed Peah. Today we discussed Demai. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to Kilayim. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Ain Sarach Likros is a shame. Al Meiser Ani Shel Demai. As we know, what is Demai? Rashi quotes here the whole Gemara Maseches Sota that Yochanan Kohen Gadol during Bayesheni sent and realized that the Amei Haaretz in his time were taking off Truma Gadola, but that's it. They weren't taking off all the other Maestros. Right? They were being lazy. They weren't taking off all the other Maestros, even though they knew about the Halacha. It wasn't that they knew they didn't know the Halacha, they just weren't taking off the Maestros. So therefore, he made an enactment, Demai, that if you buy something from an Amei Haaretz, you gotta take off the rest of the Maestros. Not Truma Gadola, that they take off, but you gotta take off all the rest of the Maestros because you're worried that it is still Tevel. So Rabbi Elazar says, though, you do not have to take off Meiser Ani of Demai. Meiser Ani, you don't have to be Korei Shem. You don't even have to designate it. You don't have to. The Chachamim Omrim, Korei is a shame, Vein Sarach Lahafrish. The Chachamim say, no, you have to be Korei Shem, you have to designate it, but you don't have to be Mafrish it. You just say, yes, over there. But you don't have to be mafreshit. Why? Because then the principle that kicks in is habosu bechaveru olav araya. You gotta, you know, you prove it to me. Even by regular demai, the halacha of Iser Rishon, what did he enact? He enacted that you have to be mafresh Iser Rishon, but you don't have to give it to the Levi. Because the Yisrael maker of Din could eat Iser Rishon. There's no Misa there. Only Truma. Okay, I have to take off Truma's Iser from the Iser Rishon, but real Iser Rishon he could eat. So therefore, you know what the Yisrael says? Okay, it's Iser Rishon, but prove to me that it really is Iser that I have to do it. Prove to me that the Am Haaretz was a mafresh, and therefore I was Mechav Elav Araya, and the Yisrael is allowed to eat it. So what about Iser Ani? Do they have to be worried about that? So that is the Machlokas. So my La Pachamiflagi. So let's say, isn't this the Machlokas? Demar Savar Vadai Tovlo, according to the second opinion, Vadai Tevel, Iser Ani would make it Tevel. And therefore, even besafik, you have to take it off. Because you see, it's stringent, because vada would be problematic. So safik for sure, we're also machmir. Umar sar vada eno tovlan. But the first opinion says, no, meiser ani does not make something tavel. You wouldn't get malchus for it if you didn't take it off. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it as much in a case of safik, in a case of demai. That's the suggestion of Rav Yosef, that maybe this issue of Rav is a machlokas tanoim. Answers the Gemara, no, amalei abaya, no. If that's true, so why do they have a machlokas about demai? Have a machlokas about regular tevel? Why would you have the second step of machlokas? So Ella says abayado. There's a different case. There's a different svara behind it. Dekuli alma vadai tovlo. Everybody agrees to Raf. That Meister Ani makes a tefel. V'haka b'haka mifliki. This is the machlokas. Mar savar lo nechshadu ame ha'aret al Meister Ani shal demai. Some say that the ame ha'aret aren't chashad on the Meister Ani. That's what the shita is, that you don't have to be kari shame. Why? Kivan de mamonahu afrushi mafrish. What is it? They're not chashad on Meister Ani shal demai. Since it's mamon, they're for sure mafrishit. But what do they do after they're mafrishit? They eat it themselves. They're mafresh, but there's no issus, they eat it themselves. All the other things, they're not mafresh. Because they're not planning to give it. So therefore, that is why they would be mafresh. Therefore, you don't have to be mafresh. Rashi says, afrushi mafresh le la afkue tivle. And therefore, you don't have to be worried about it. They mafresh it to take it away from tevel. Nehida ma'aser rishon. I'm reading Rashi. Lo mafresh ma'aser rishon. They're not mafresh at all. To savar, because if they think to themselves, if they're mafresh it, they're going to have to give chumas ma'aser from it, which is b'misa. They think if they're not mafresh ma'aser rishon, then ma'aser chumas ma'aser is non-existent. Because the ma'aser chumas ma'aser is only a function of ma'aser rishon. If there's no ma'aser rishon designated, it's okay. They're not mafresh any of that, and that's why I have to be mafresh that. But Meister Sheini Nami also. If I mafresh it, I have to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. I won't be mafresh it. But Meister Ani, what's the downside? I'll be mafresh it. Then I'll eat it. Fine, I won't give it to the Ani. But, therefore, we don't have to be mafresh it, because it's not tevel anymore. V'rabanan Savri, Kivan, Ditricha Le Milsa, Lo Mafresh. Since it's still a Tircha, I'm not going to be mafresh. They're not mafresh, even Meister Ani. What's the Tircha? Some say, just to be korei shame, that's a tircha. So some say they don't really realize that you could use kriya shame. But the Chazon Ish quotes a different svara. What is the svara of trichale milsa? Thank you, sorry. What's the svara of trichale milsa? Says the Chazon Ish that a person would rather not have an avera staring at them in the face. They'd rather not even start. If they know it's Meister Ani and they not give it to the Ani, that's going to bother them more than not having the Meister Ani in front of them. That's what it means, trichale milsa, not a physical bother. But just that if they have designated stuck here, they're not going to give it, that's going to hurt them more. So they'd rather not put themselves into that position. That's the psychology. Ein ravagam, I'll read it to you. This is in Chazon Ish Demai, in Simen Tes. Noach loy ligzol hashevet kodem hafrasha mila achar hafrasha. They'd rather not get involved in that. Okay, that is the Chazon Ish Svara of Tircha. There is another Chazon Ish, though, in Maisris on this line, and that is, ask the Chazon Ish, if somebody is mafresh their chumas or maestras with zero kavana to give it, to the proper address. Does that affect the hafrasha at all? Says the Chazon Ish, you see from this Gemara, no. He quotes 10 Gemaras. But you see from this Gemara, no. Because what's the issue here? They're mafrish, according to the first sheet, they're mafrish meiser ani. They have no intention of giving it, but that's good enough for me not to have to be mafrish. Meaning it is a good hafrasha. That's what the Chazon Ish proves. Hamafrish meiser osav, al manas shelo yikneim hashevet, trumaso truma. Vitznao batal. That's the question is, if the tzai is batal, meaning you still have to give it. If he does it, he doesn't. But it's still a good hafrasha to give it the status of truma, to give it the status of maaser rishon. Shem nase truma hakein zochah b'akonim. So he quotes it from Makas Yuzayin, Alma shahakri mesukan. That's an important din, separating hafrasha from the Nesina. Okay, we discussed that in the past. Are those two separate mitzvahs? Is that one mitzvah? But separating hafrasha from Nesina, that's the Chazon Ish proof from our Gemara, that they don't give it. But there's a question here that this Gemara, at least according to one opinion, says that they are mafrish meiser ani. The other opinion says they're not mafrish meiser ani. But what do you mean? The Gemara in Sota, which is the whole source of this, says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol checked in all of Eretz Yisrael and he saw they weren't mafrish anything except Truma Gadola. Nothing except Truma Gadola. So how can you say that they were mafrish Truma meiser ani? How does it just this work with that Gemara? So he gives two answers. Either number one, machlokes, what exactly were they mafrish? But the real answer, he says, v'hanachon is, dahasam, there it doesn't say that they were only mafrish shuma gadola. It's that they were only zariz to be mafrish shuma gadola. Shelo hayu zrizim lahafrish kechaverim el shuma gadola belvad. But maaser ani, they were mafrish bezrizus. But they could be mafrish it. They just didn't do it religiously. They didn't do it very carefully, but they could have been mafreshit. That's how these two Gemaras can fit. Okay. Once Demai came up, we can mention that the Achronim discuss, a number of Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this. We can have a separate shiur on this at some point. This is an Asvin D'Oraisa Klal Hei. How do we look at the Isser of Demai? Got to go through Maseches Demai and see what fits. The Pashas is that we're not sure if they took our Trumas or Maeser, so therefore you have to be mafresh. What if I knew an Am Haaretz was mafresh? But he's still an Am Haaretz. What if I had insider information that he was mafresh? Do I still have to be mafresh? Is this still called Demai? Once Chazal created the din that when I buy something from an Am Haaretz, I have to be mafresh. So is that din low plug? I have to be mafresh from an Am Haaretz? Or is that still, no, it's only based on the Chashash. So that's a chakira discussed in the Achronim. That's what Achronim say. Once they created it, that's it. It has the status of Demai, even if you know. You still have to be mafresh it. So he quotes, if you look at Klal Vav, in Asvah D'Oraisa, he discusses that with different rayas on both sides of the issue.
What's that question?
Yeah?
What's that question that manas?
Is the question, the motivation of the Takana was clearly that they didn't do it. But once they enacted it, maybe it has its own separate power of a din, of a Takana Drabana, that even if the reason might not apply anymore, it still has the status of Demai, this food.
An
Amar Shekibel love to be a Chaver, or a Chaver to be a, so then he's out of the category then. That's
but
not
there are two levels. One is still an Amar,
correct. No, I'm saying, but even there, the Mishnah, I think, uses another word. Mishnah Dubai. Amar Shekibel love to do something. Leos Mafresh, maybe it's Leos Mafresh, and then I think you could say, according to this Lamdis, that he's not an Amaretz anymore. He's not a Chaver yet, which is the highest level, but it could be Lamdis-wise that he's just not an Amaretz in that case. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots. The Kama Yocha Bar Tevel. Remember the last few words of the Mishnah? How much of Tevel do you have to eat to be Chayev? So one opinion said a Kazayis, one opinion said a Kol Shehu. Amar Bibi, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, Machlokes Bechita. The Machlokes is about a piece of wheat, a kernel of wheat. And the machlokas was, even if he's a wheat, the Gemara says, the other Tana said, no, that's not a birya, and the other Tana says, yes, it is a birya. So Rish Lakish says, only the machlokas is by a grain of wheat, davo bekemach, but if you're ready, ground it up at the flour, then for sure, divya kol kezayis. Nobody agreed there that's a birya, it's for sure a kezayis. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kemachlokas bezu, kachamachlokas bezu. Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes Rish Lakish and says, no! The Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is that it's a machlokas even by flour. Even by flour, the Shita will be a kol shehu. Rashi explains here, this Shita of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah argues on the entire principle in Shas of requiring a kezayis from achalas asuros. No, kol shehu. Who says a kazayis you need? So Tanan, Amr Lahem Rib Shimon. Didn't Rib Shimon say in our Mishnah, Yetem Odom Liba Ochal Namala Kal Shushu Chayiv, Amr Lo Bebreishi Kibir Yasa, Amr Lahem Afchita Achas Kibir Yasa. That's what the Mishnah said. So shouldn't we be Medayich Chita in Kemachlo? Only he says wheat. He says a kernel of wheat. Kernel of grain. He doesn't say flour. So why didn't he say flour? It's a bigger Chiddush. Answers the Gemara, L'divrehem Ka'amalu. He's just saying, L'shita Sam. Meaning, Lididi, according to me, afilu kemachnami. According to me, Reb Shimon says, even flour would be a tiny amount, even a kol shehu. El lidizchu, but according to you, odili mi, astachita achas kibir yasa, at least admit to me that one kernel, one chita would be good enough. V'rabbanan, they would answer, no, brias neshama chashuva, chita la chashuva. It's gotta be a bria of a live item, where there's a neshama involved. Not a chita, which is just a someach. It's a grower. It's not a chai. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya quotes the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer supported the Brisa quoted supporting Rabbi Yirmiya that Rabbi Shimon holds across the board. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shehu lamakas lo amr kazayis elinyan karbon. Rabbi Shimon says he calls to Akula that any iser machalas asuros is aser b'kol shehu. You already got malchus for a kol shehu. What's the kezayis shear? That's only if you did a b'shogeg for a karban. That is the shita. So the big discussion in the achronim here is there a svara for that? If it's a problem, even a kol shehu, then why aren't you have a karban for a kol shehu? If you did a b'shogeg. If it's not a chashev amount, then you should need a kezayis. What's the split of malchus versus karban, which is basically the split of d'oraisa versus d'rabbanan? Right, that's how you could just generalize it. That's the easier way to look at it, and that's what the achronim try to figure out the svara. Why is it that if according to Reb Shimon, iser d'oraisa, if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv even for a kol shehu. If you do it b'shogeg, you're only chayiv a karban for a shear for a kezayis. Says Rashi, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Ah. Right, always the easy way out. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai, says Rashi. If you look in the Ritva, though, the Ritva gives a svara. And this is the Ritva gives a svara. The Ritva says one word. Achshavei. Achshavei. Achshavei comes up elsewhere in Shas. Achshavei means I did something to be machshiv this. Give you another example. What does Achshavei come up? It comes up on Shabbos. If I carry out a certain amount on Shabbos, right? Half of Masechta Shabbos is all about if you carry this out of this, and this amount of oranges, and this amount of tomatoes, and this amount of this, you're chayav on Shabbos. So Gemara there quotes some shittas, that the Mishnah there quotes some shittas that say, sometimes if it's chashiv for me, so that it's called Achshavei. I'm machshiv this amount, and therefore for me, this is called a shir. Says the Ritva, Achshavei. If you did it b'mezid, you're being machshiv this amount. This tiny little amount of treif is chashiv to me. So it has the status of a davar chashiv, and therefore you get malchus. If I did it b'shogeg, I didn't know this was aser. Maybe if I knew it was aser, I wouldn't have eaten it. It's not so chashiv to me that I would eat it b'mezid. That's why shogeg requires the kezayis. I'll read you the Ritva. The Ritva says, V'rabbeinu Meir, nosan tam l'malchus, kivan da'achab b'mezid, achshavei, l'chomer iser l'schayev b'kal shu, avol karba shu'al achila shogeg, boy kezayis lacha shivas. That is the svara of the Ritva, and all the achronim get in on the act here, explaining that svara of achshavei. Explaining achshavei. If you look in the Bruch Tam, says, shebemezid shaha yodea hushis iser b'achilas kol shehu, umikol makom ochal achilas mu'etezu, behechre chashuva lo achila mu'etez, until he's ready to, you know what, it's so worth it to me to violate the iser, says achshavei, but by shogig, there's no right that he's machshavit. He's just eating a nibble. So he's nibbling. But who says this, he's machshav, this is a nibbling. If it's treif and I'm still doing it, it's worth it to me to eat this treif. It must be that this is an important eating to me. The Chacham Tzvi also made this Ritva, the Svar of the Ritva, famous in a tshuva. In Simen Pei Vav, we've quoted this tshuva in other contexts. I hope, maybe one of the, I don't have time right now, in terms of the traveling week, in terms of giving the next Ian Shear, but I hope from camp to give the next Ian Shear. It might be on the Isser of Chatzi Shear, which comes up right here. The Isser of Chatzi Shear. Says the Chacham Tzvi, the whole Svara of Achshavei is really based on the Svara of Chatzi Shear. Chatzi Shear is Aser Min HaTorah. We paskin. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish, the last parak in Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid. So it's based on, he thinks, Achshavei, the fact that you could take a smaller amount and make it chashiv, is based on this, so that really Chatzi Shear is all Aser Min HaTorah anyway. You just don't get punished for Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir doesn't matter, but you'll get punished. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Taken is an extension of that. Achshavei, you get punished for it. But says the Chacham Tzvi, what's the statement, the famous statement of the Chacham Tzvi? There is no Chatzi Shir except for Isurei Achila. Only Isurei Achila. Let's say, by Rabbi Yimatzei, what if I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house on Pesach? Is that also in the Torah? Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. Says the Chacham Tzvi, no. It's only by Isurei Achila. Why not? Two svaras. Number one is, the Gemara says it's based on the svara of Chazil Tzarufei, meaning it's combinable. So he says that only applies to Isurei Achila. If I eat a half a kezias, then another half a kezias. But the second svara he gives is Achshavei. As long, if you eat half a shear, then you could say you did an active, you actively did something to show that you're machshav this amount. Just leaving a half a kezias of chametz in my house doesn't show that I'm achshavei half a kezias of chametz. So therefore, there is no chatzi shir b'bayi rabbi yimatzi. That is the svar of the Chacham Tzvi. Achronim ask on the Chacham Tzvi from a Gemara in Shabbos, from a Rashi in Shabbos. We'll leave that, because Hashem will talk about that in a separate shir. But that's the Chacham Tzvi that discusses this sugya of achshavei. Okay. One other point related to Achshavei,
all the shiurim in the Torah
for Rabbi
Shimon are only
all shiurim halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So all those kezesim are only for karban, for shogig, not for mason. That's what this line is saying. One final point, and that is related to Achshavei. What if it's a tiny, tiny little isser that I don't even know about, unless I use a microscope? So that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Pei Dalet in Yerodeah. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik quoted this Aruch HaShulchan when they asked him about, the little bugs in the lettuce, little bugs in the water. So if it's a case, that's a number of years ago, that was the issue with the cocoa pods in the New York water. They said you could see them without a microscope. If you put them in a separate type of water, the right type of cup, so then that you'll be able to see them. But what if not? What if they're so, so tiny that you can't see them without a microscope? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, don't worry about it. Yesh mishakasav, b'shem chachmei ha-teva, da-ha-mistakel b'zechuchis, ha-megadela, shekorin, spektiva, yure b'chometz mo'e tola'im. They say if you look in vinegar, you'll see it full of worms. The Chai Adam also quotes this. That if you look in vinegar, it's full of worms, so it must be that it's also to eat vinegar. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Chai Adam, one second, doesn't the Torah say that a Nazir is not allowed to eat Chometz Yayin? According to this, nobody can eat Chometz. What's the Chiddush of a Nazir? Right? Or so many poskim talk about the issues of Chometz. Right? And many Mishnayos, they talk about Yayin becoming Chometz. And you can't eat it, but you aren't sure if it was still Yayin. Nobody anywhere says you can't drink vinegar. It's impossible. It says by Rus, the Chai Adam quotes the Bidas Adam. Isn't there a puzzle by Rus? V'tavalt piteich b'chometz. Well, that she was eating treif. Eating treif, vinegar didn't change over time. Right? So therefore, it must be that it's not true. It must be that it's not true that it's usser. Maybe it's true that there are worms there, but if you cannot see them without a microscope, so then one does not have to worry about a maker at din. If you can't see them with your naked eye, but they're just small and you're not looking for them, that's a different story. If there are bugs in the lettuce that you'll see the black bugs, so you have to look for them. If you know that there's a chazakah that they're there, right? If there's a certain types of, if a flat flour sits in the chest, in the pantry for a few months, so then there's a good chance maybe something's in there, so you have to sift it. I'm not posculating here when it has to be sifted and when not. I'm just saying if there's issues that come up, you can't just turn a blind eye. But in the case where you know for sure there's nothing there that's clear to the naked eye, so then the post can say that you don't have to worry about it. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ochel bikurim achshav lo kara aleihem shem. If somebody eats bikurim achshav lo kara aleihem, without being kari, what does that mean? Without saying the kriya of Arami Ovid Avi. If somebody eats bikurim, the Kohen has to eat bikurim. If he eats bikurim before the Yisrael says Arami Ovid Avi, that's Malkus. The kachim kachim chutz l'kalayim. If somebody eats kachim kachim outside of the azara, kachim kachim is only for male kahanim, right? Asham chatas, right? It's only for only within zichrei kahuna in the azara, right? If they eat it outside the azara, that gets malchus. What's the pasuk? So Rashi is going to quote tomorrow a pasuk which Tosas and the Rabban are going to ask, isn't that a lashon b'klala? So Bezrim, we'll leave that for tomorrow. Kachim kalim u'maiser sheni chutz lachoma. Somebody's kachim kalim shlamim toda meiser or meiser sheni outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Malchus hashover es etzem bepesach atar. If I break a bone of a tar carbon pesach. All of those get malchus. Aval hamosir batahar. If I leave over from a tar karban, right? That's a lavanita glase, right? Or hashover batame in a lo karban. I don't get malchus. Next, the Mishnah we saw yesterday. Hanotel emal abanim. Let's say by shluach hakan, I take the mother and I do not shoo away the mother before taking the kids. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo kevenim shalach. This is a gemalchus. It is not a lavanita glase. Shalach to shalachas aim was originally what you were supposed to do, not how you fix the problem. V'chachavim omer mishalach v'ino lo kevenim shalach. Say no. You can send the mother right now. Zeh haklal kal mitzvah lo sasei shish makum asei ein chayavin aleha. Right, that's the rule. Say the Chachamim. Amar Rebbe Bar Bachana, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Zudive Rebbe Akiva Stimta'a. This Mishnah is following the sheet of Rebbe Akiva Stimta'a. Who's Rebbe Akiva Stimta'a? Anybody ever learned Megillah? Rashi on the first daf in Megillah. There's also Rebbe Akiva Stimta'a comes up there. Either it means that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was anonymously wrote many Mishnahs according to the sheet of Rebbe Akiva, or that's Stima, or all stumos are talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin Peivav, where the Gemara says, "Stam Mishra Rabbi Meir, Stam Toset Rabbi Nechemi, Stam Sifra Rabbi Huda, Vikulu Aliba Rabbi Akiva," because they're all his talmidim. So Rabbi Meir, all those shitos are talmidim Rabbi Akiva. That's what it means. Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Avachachamim Omrim Bikurim Hanacha Makeves Bohen Kriyein Makeves Bohen. But Chacham argue, they say putting the Bikurim down in front of the Mizbeach is Ma'akev, but the Kriya is not Ma'akev. Why didn't Rabba Bar Bar Chana say that this mission is the view of Reb Shimon, not Rabbi Akiva? Because we're going to see Reb Shimon in a minute that also holds Reb Kriya's Ma'akev. So Hakamash Malan Reb Akiva Reb Shimon Sphere Lay. What's the teacher? Reb Akiva holds like Reb Shimon. So my Reb Shimon, which Reb Shimon? So here we go. We're about to have a 25-line brisa. My Reb Shimon, Ditanya, because the brisa says, based on the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Dvarim Perak Yud Beis, Trumas Yatcha, a whole list of things. Utrumas Yatcha, Elu Bikurim. Trumas Yatcha is referred to Bikurim. Amar Reb Shimon, Ma Bazel Olam Deinu. What is it teaching me? Im La'ochlan Chutz L'Chaba. If it's teaching me that you're not allowed to eat Bikurim outside the walls of Yerushalayim, Kal V'Chomer Meiser Akal. You already know that from Meiser Sheni, which is easier, which is more Kal. Ma Meiser Akal, Ochlan Chutz L'Chaba Loke. If a Meiser Sheni, you already know from a different pasuk, Beferish, that if you eat that outside the walls, you get malchus bikurim lakal shekein. So what is this pasuk teaching me? Halobo akasav el lechol bikurim atchel kara leyan kshuloke. That you get malchus for eating bikurim, but inside the walls, before kriya is done. So that's what you see. Reb Shimon is like our Mishnah too. But once we quote this brisa, yeah? What? Is that onshin? No, it's saying that this pasuk is extra. And therefore that's what you learn from this pasuk. You learn the previous din of the Kal V'Chomer from Meiser HaKal, that you learn from a Kal V'Chomer. There you can ask a question about Onshim and Adin, on that first half. Right, so you have to say, the Gemara is going to answer, the Rishonim are going to answer now. It's really a Gili Milsa, that you're just eating something outside its proper place. So it's really a Gili Milsa, this is included in that din. It's not really a Kal V'Chomer. Next. V'nid vosecha zuto davishlamim amar zhemin ma'bazalam deinu im lo'ochlan chutz lachoma Kal V'Chomer mi Meiser. You already know that. Halo ba'kasav ela ochel betoda v'shlamim lefnei zrika shulok. If you eat the toda and the shlamim before zrika sadam, right? These kashe kalim become mutter to eat after zrika. If you eat it before zrika, you get malchus. U'becharos. Next word zeh bechar. That's talking about the bechar, carbon bechar that goes to the kohen. Amrib shimin ma bezalam ma ba zelam deinu im lochan chus lachom kavachom mi meiser. You learn it all from meiser im lefnei zrika kavachom mi toda v'shlamim. Halo bo akasav, bechar is more chamor, which we'll see why in a base. Halo bo akasav, ela lo ochel mena bechar, afilach azrika, kishehu loke. If a czar eats from a bechar animal, even after zrika, because a bechar is mamono shel kohen, so a czar is not allowed to eat it. If he eats it, then he gets malchus. Becharos bekarcha vitzonecha. So what is that pasuk? Zuchatas va'asham. Keep going up in chumrah. Amar Reb Shimon, ma bazel alam deinu im lochan chutz lachoma kavachomim meiser im lipnei zrika kavachomim mitol v'shlam im lachar zrika kavachomim bechor. So what's this pasuk teaching me? Halo bo akasav ela ochel michatas va'asham afilu lachar zrika chus lakalayim shehuloka. Even after zrikas adam, if you eat the chatos of the asham outside of the curtains of the azara, so that also gets malchus. Nidarecha zuola. That's a carbon ola. Amar Reb Shimon. Here we go again. Ma bazelam denu im ochar chus lachol makal vacharmi meiser. You don't need it to teach me eating it outside the walls. Im lefnei zrika kavacharmi tov v'shlamim. Im laachar zrika kavacharmi bechor. Im chus lachalom kavacharmi meichadus v'asham. So what's left? Halogo akasev el laochal min haola liachar zrika. If you eat anything from an ola after zrika, why? Shafilu bifnim. Even inside, exactly where you're supposed to eat it, shuloka you get malchus, because nothing of an ola is eaten. Ola is kulo kalil. It all goes up. See, if you eat anything from a carbon ola, so then you get malchus. That is all the big brisa, Reb Shimon's darshaning one pasuk. Reb Shimon's darshaning one pasuk in Sefer Dvar. Says Rava, commenting about this brisa of Reb Shimon. Amar Rava, dilida ime k'Reb Shimon teilid. If your mother's having a baby, should daven that she comes out like Reb Shimon. Because this was an awesome drasha, says Rava. V'ilo lo teilid. If he's not going to be like Reb Shimon, she might as well not have the baby. That's our girsa. V'yavagav dislu pircha. Even though I have kashas on this brisa, I'm still giving that compliment. The Ritva takes out those last four words, v'im lo le teilid. Because Ritva says what? You could be a great person and not be as great as Reb Shimon. What do you mean? Okay, you could daven, they should be like Reb Shimon. But to say, if not, lo teilid. Not lo teilid? What's the godless of this statement? Rashi explains, and the other Rishonim, that he darshaned the pasuk in the opposite order that it's written in. Because if he would have darshaned it in the straight order, so then all the building on each other wouldn't have worked. Because you would have had the biggest chiddush at the beginning, and then it would have been finished. So he darshaned it, sarseyu farseyu. He darshaned it in the opposite order, and that was the godless of the Shita. So some Achronim say, maybe that's why you can have the Gersa. V'lo lo teilid, because, right, we talk about Noach, Shalom Nivra, Yosef Yishanibra, he darshaned it in the opposite way, so right, doing it backwards, so that's what the Pasuk means by lo teilid, you know, going backwards, meaning Noach, Shalom Nivra, right, the birth going backwards. He relates it to that. Either way, the Ritva takes out the line, so it's a little more understandable. So an amazing Ha'ar of the Sharm Siyana Balacha, that throughout Shas, where's Lashem Sinai Balacha? I don't know, I don't have it here. Throughout Shas, you find, here it is, that Reb Shimon Dafka is praised by Amoraim. Dafka Reb Shimon, like sometimes you find that Mesachat Avodah Zarah, Yonucholo Reb Shimon Brachas Arosho, Apirio Namte Reb Shimon, all these lines of giving praises to Reb Shimon. Just a Ha'ara. The Dafka Reb Shimon is the one that they all got excited about. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashbi. That's Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So he's the one that a lot of Amoraim said, he's Reb Shimon. He's Reb Shimon. He's the man. So we've got to work out exactly why he was the one, but that is the, that's the Ha'ara. Okay, two more minutes. Let's continue. So now, what's the problem with this? Beautiful drasha. So Rava praises him even though he argues with him. So what's the problem? So my Chumra. My chumra de bikur. So the Gemara says, what is it? So my chumra de bikurim I meiser. What's the chumra of bikurim from meiser? Shekena surim lazarim. What was it? How is bikurim more chumra? Because bikurim is also to zarim, and meiser rishon can be eaten by zarim or meiser sheni also. Adarabba, meiser chumra shekena asur laonein. Meiser is chumra because it's asur to an onein. So asur to an onein, right? We hold, right? Meiser sheni. Meiser is also to an onein if somebody after their relative dies. My chumra the toda v'shlamim meiser, and what is he assuming that is more chumra about a toda and shlamim than meiser? Shekein tunin matan damim ve'imurin lagabi mizbeach. Why? Because these are karbanos. Toda meiser are karbanos. Therefore, they have zrikas adam for the mizbeach. That's why they're more chumra. Adarabba, maybe meiser is more chumra. Shekein tunin ketzav tzura. When you redeem meiser sheni, you have to use fancy money, minted money. If a karban would become pasul and you have to redeem it, you don't have to use that kind of money. Special high standard money. So it's even more chumra in a certain way. Umay chumra de bechor mitol de vishlamim. Shkin kdushasa mirachem. A bechor is more kadosh because it's born holy. Adarabba. Tol de vishlamim chamurim shkin tuunim smicha. Vinasachim v'tudufas chaz v'shok. But these kachi kalim require leaning on the animal and wine libations and waving it. Tudufas chaz v'shok. So if you see there more chumra. Umay chumra de chadas v'asha mi bechor. And how is chadas v'asha more chumra? Shkin kachi kachim. Adarabba, bechor chomer shkin kedushas amirechem. in a way, Bechor is more chamer because it's born kadosh. So again, about everything, every line. My chumer de ola bechaz v'asar shkein kaliel. Ola is more chamer because it's kaliel. It's totally burned. Adarava chadas v'asham chamiri shkein mechapri. What do you mean? Chadas and asham is more chamer because they are mechaper. They are atoning karbanas. This is a huge topic. Hopefully, we'll start with a little bit of tomorrow. The nature of carbon ola. We're going to learn a lot about it by the Hashem when we get it to Seder Kachim. But there are many sources in Gemara which says that Ola, Gemara in Zvachim says on Dav Zayin, Ola Doronu. Ola is a present to Hashem. It's a present. The Gemara here says it's not Mechaper. It's very different than Chatas and Hashem. But there are hints in Gemaras, and especially in Rishonim. Right? The Gemara said, the Chazal say that Ola is Mechaper on Bitul Aseis. So it is Mechaper somewhat. Ola is Mechaper on Lav Anitak Laseis, the Gemara says. So it is mechaper. It's not mechaper like the others, but it's somewhere in the middle. It's fascinating status what ola is. But again, hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. So the kula chamer meola, and all those karbanos are mechaper them from ola the esbush de achilus. All other karbanos they have achilus mizbeach and achilus adam. While ola only has achilus mizbeach. The Ritva says, what do you mean? So isn't achilus mizbeach a chumra? So it's just quoting a difference, not really quoting a chumra. So lemaisa, every line that Reb Shimon said in the Braisa, you can argue with. So elamaydi lidi imek Reb Shimon. So why was he so happy with it? Why was he saying that? Oh, your mother should have a baby like Reb Shimon. Delamaydi svirile lidi day misaris le lekravadarish lei. Because at least according to his svaris, it's a beautiful drasha. According to his far, everything builds on the previous line. It's still a beautiful drasha according to him. Let's just do one more line. V'chi masir min adin, ha'afilu mandam ra'on shim min adin, masir min adin. Josh's question before, similar. How could you have this whole thing based on kavachomers? Everybody agrees that you don't give an ashara based on a kavachomer, even if you want to give an onesh. Once you have the ashara, so our answer is isura ba'alma. You're right. All these cases are not for Malkus. It's just for Isser. It's just to say it's usher, but it's not for Malkus. Not for Malkus. Okay, we'll talk more about that. That says humongous Tosfos here, two-page Tosfos on that line. But again, we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue with the carbon ola tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.